Welcome back to another episode of the Sincerely Podcast with your host, that is me, Leland. So thank you so very much for listening to episode 1 and 2. I so greatly appreciate it. And we are recording episode 3 right now. This will be a good episode, just like the other two. It's taken me a little while to record episodes, basically because I was having a little writer's block. I recorded this episode twice now. I listened back to them, and I just was not happy with the quality. I wasn't happy with the sound. I wasn't happy with the talking points. I wasn't happy with how many breaks I took in between speaking. Excuse me, and what else I was speaking about. So as you know, this was formerly the Sip Some Tea with Lee podcast, but we do always have tea on deck. But we changed the name to the Sincerely Podcast, and it has been an absolute blessing. So I want to just welcome everyone back and just let everyone know what is new with life right now. How's life going? What's been going on with life here recently? So the main things on the last episode, if we go back in time for a little bit and we talk about what was going on, was the divorce. And the divorce now is finalized, and yeah, it's finalized, and we are looking forward to closing that chapter, maybe even closing that book and starting a new book. We put that book on the shelf, and we're gonna start fresh. And so one of the things that we're doing right now is that we have a home for the podcast. I don't know why I say we, but I have a home for the podcast, and I have it set up in one of the rooms in the house. And I have the LED lights going, trying to create a little ambiance, a little vibe, trying to make it a little situation so that the energy will flow through me and I can, have some great talking points in the room. So I got the LED lights going. I got the reed diffuser going. Got the nice scents in here. Got my tea. I got my swivel chair. You need a swivel chair in every single room of your house. This swivel chair was in the master suite, but I decided to, take it out of the master suite and put it in here as one of the centerpieces. So I am happy about that. So I have the swivel chair, which is green, my favorite color, and I have a nice little coffee table, black, set up, and I got the microphone clamped on to here so that we have a nice little home to record our podcast, and hopefully it is good sound quality, because that was one of the things that was tripping me out about the last episode, was the sound quality was quite a bit off, and I wasn't sure why. So I'm hoping that this episode is sounding much better. So that's what's going on new, as far as the house and where I'm located in the house with the podcast. The things that I've been doing with the house is just making the house a home. It's just bringing me peace and bringing me joy to be able to be a homeowner, and truly blessed to be able to be a homeowner. And I'm just each time I'm able to, I just try to do different things to make the house a home for me, and just have different feels in the house, different lightings in the house, different colors. We still have quite a bit of different things that we want to do to make it so that it's even more of a home. We we definitely want to try to make sure it appeals to not only me, but when I have visitors, it appeals to them and that it feels like home. So that's what I'm currently working on. That's what brings me peace and joy. Modifying your house. When you can modify your house, that's big money. And I just say modifying basically because I'm into cars, and so modifications of the cars is just how I look at things. So I've just been trying to modify the house, do as much as I can to modify it, make it unique. And the next thing I would say is, I guess the next order is, what all am I doing as far as moving on to the next chapter in life? First off, I know that you got to start with making sure that you're fully healed. You got to absolutely start there, making sure that your healing is complete, because you don't want to bring any of that baggage or any of that hurt into a new situation. And so you want to make sure that you're finding whatever joy to make sure you have the joy inside you. Like, just endless joy, so that you're happy and joyful within yourself. You're joyful and peaceful and at peace with yourself. That you love yourself before you can love someone else. Me, I feel that happiness is fleeting. I feel that one minute you can be happy, the next minute you can be sad. But I feel like joy is truly everlasting. So as long as you have joy within yourself and you're at peace with that joy that you have, I don't feel like it'll be harder to love someone once you have the healing in place. So you want to make sure you have that healing in place before you move on. And that's one thing that I'm working on doing, is trying to be a better person, so that the next person I do choose to be with, I'm not harming them. I'm not hurting them. I'm not hurting myself. I want to make sure that whatever issues I may have had in the past, I don't bring them into the new situation. And I want to make sure that I'm growing from the past into the man I'm supposed to be. So I look back and reflect on the things that I did in the previous relationship as building blocks, as stepping stones to see how I can be better in the future. See where I lapsed or lacked in the past, so that there's less lack in the future. So I'm able to be a more all-around man, a person, a friend, maybe a boyfriend, husband. If I choose to get married again, that's one thing that I have to figure out. Some people say that you'll know and you'll meet someone that will change your outlook on everything, and you'll be back to wanting to marry someone. And that could be true. I'm not disagreeing with that. I guess you go through something so traumatic or whatever that you have a different look on things. And so it's almost like just getting bit by a dog. So eventually, or you don't want to be around dogs because you had this traumatic experience with this one dog. Not calling her a dog. I'm just saying you had this traumatic experience with this animal, and you don't want to go back and ever have another dog again because you had this experience with them. So it's all about just trying to make yourself a better person. That's the whole goal. And making your next partner happy. And so one of the things I've been doing, and I was doing a little while ago was I did go on a few dates with someone that was, she's absolutely amazing. She's a wonderful young lady, gorgeous. And I did go on a few dates. If you ask her, so this is the thing where me and her split on, and she says one thing, I say another thing. So we went on two dates, and then because I didn't want to hurt anyone, I don't want to put her in a bad situation, I don't want to put myself in a bad situation. So I stopped. I took like a little vacay. I don't know what it's called. Like a little hiatus. Hiatus. That's the word I'm looking for. I took a little hiatus to get my mind right and, allow things to finalize before I brought someone into my space. And so we went on 2 days before or whatever. And the one thing I will say was, we went on those two, then we took like a little hiatus, and then we recently went on another one. So I'll say we went on three. She's gonna always say we went on one because I took the hiatus, and I took the hiatus and, just tried to get my mind right. I don't wanna hurt anyone. So we took that hiatus. But she'll always say, "Oh, we only went on one. It's brand new, And I'm always gonna say, "Well, we met this time and we went on three." But I understand what she's saying. It is what it is. She's a wonderful person. I enjoy her company, and that's the best thing about it. I believe that we enjoy each other's company. And with her, I believe that she knows exactly what she's looking for and knows exactly what she wants. Me, on the other hand, I believe that I'm the problem because I don't know 100% what I'm looking for. Not because I'm unsure of anything, it's more so because when you're single, you already know, hey, I want this, I want that. With me being just freshly divorced, I can't say that I know exactly what I want. I can't say exactly who I want or anything like that. With her, it's her vision isn't blurred or her mind isn't clogged. Mine is, still clogged, blurred vision. It's a little fuzzy. So she's completely sober and has a clear train of thought, while mine is a little tipsy and blurred vision, stumbling. That's what's going on with my vision and my equilibrium, and my brain is a little cloudy, a little vertigo, a little stumbling. So that's what I think is going on with me. But other than that, I will say life has been absolutely amazing. And even, getting to know someone new has been absolutely amazing. I think she's wonderful. I do enjoy her time. And it's all about just taking your time and doing it right and being friends. And that's what I think we're doing, is establishing a friendship. But I believe that life has been absolutely amazing. I was in a dark place, and from that place I've risen and I've come out of that dark place, and I'm absolutely excited for the future. I'm absolutely blessed. It's absolutely amazing to be able to be a homeowner. It's absolutely amazing to just do stuff for work that I actually love. And It's not hard, honestly. And it's right up the street, so it's 10, 15 minutes up the street. And it's just absolutely amazing to be able to do something that you actually like and you don't have to go far to do it. And it helps you take care of your bills and all the extraness that you like to do, all your hobbies. It helps pay for that. So I would say that life has truly been a blessing. Life continues to be great, and I'll just say that I'm winning in life because, hey, I mean, I'm about to be 40. I look like I'm about 25, if that. No kids, homeowner. Everybody knows my car, snack bag out here. And I'm building a truck, a little, a little slider. Nothing crazy, a little slider, just something to slide through, a little incognito whip. So, I mean, life's fun, man. Life's enjoyable. I can honestly say that. Life is enjoyable. And for anyone that's like in a dark place, I just want to say right now that it gets better. It absolutely gets better. It may be dark right now, and it may be raining because it's actually raining right now. But if you look on that weather app, it stops. And so it's gonna be clear skies soon. So it might be thunder and lightning and raining, heavy rain right now, but there's an end to it. It's not indefinite. So yeah, the clouds are cloudy and the sky is cloudy or whatever, and you might think that it's never an end to it, but it is. It's an end to it. And the sun will shine again. You'll see the moon coming out. You'll see clear skies. Because after every storm, it's clear skies. So just keep pushing through in life. Even no matter what it is, no matter how hard it is, keep pushing through in life. I'll be the first one to tell you that life is hard, and life, I will say, gives you tremendous challenges in life. As a person that has had tremendous challenges in life, my battle is my battle, and somebody else's battle may be more than mine, but my battle is my battle, and how I decide to handle it and keep it pushing with my battle is how everyone should try to do with their battle. I know every battle isn't the same, and but we can all fight. You can all fight in every single battle. You don't have to like take a knee. You don't have to quit. You can keep pushing through. You can. If I can do it, you can do it. So somebody at work did ask me one time. They asked me a few times and just basically said to me, How do you always be so happy? Like, why are you always smiling? And I just simply stated, what else can you do besides smile? Whether it's bad or not, I mean, that ain't gonna change the fact of what I'm gonna keep being mad, keep looking sad. Nah, you just gotta keep smiling. No matter how bad it is, you just keep smiling. Because if I smile, then somebody else gonna smile. You know what I'm saying? Smiling is contagious. So if I'm smiling at a person and I'm laughing and I'm joking, then maybe somebody that walks by me that is actually having a bad day. And maybe I'm actually having a bad day, but I'm still smiling and laughing through it. Maybe somebody else walks by me and they having a real bad day. Maybe they girlfriend or boyfriend left them. Maybe they dog died or a parent or anything, God forbid. But maybe me walking by and me laughing and me joking, me smiling puts a smile on their face. And for that second, that smile lights up and it takes away whatever negativity or whatever sadness is in their head. And they are able to smile for those 5 seconds. They're able to smile. That would have never been possible if I was frowning. So I just have to keep smiling through it all. Like, I can tell you this right now. I can tell you from family to friends and everyone in between that I may have met. From my battles with sickle cell, I can tell you this right now. At least 85% of the time, maybe even 90% of the time, where I was laughing, joking, having fun, or doing something, I might have been in pain. There's a good chance that I was in pain. Not pain enough where it was excruciating, where I couldn't do anything, but I was in pain. Something on me was in pain. Legit. This ain't no cap, ain't nothing. Like, I legit mean that. I was in pain. Something was hurting, but one thing I always said was just keep smiling. You know, if you keep smiling, then everything will be okay. That's how I try to do it. So, as long as you just keep getting up and keep fighting, I believe that everything will be okay. And one of the next topics I wanted to talk about is, what is next for Leland and the podcast? And so the next thing I want to try to do is I want to try to have some guests on the show. I'm talking to a few people to possibly come on the show. One of my homies want to set some up so we can be on the show talking about some. He a funny dude, so I know it'll be some funny stuff will be talked about on here. It'll probably be some uplifting stuff because we kind of got the same mindset, kind of. I'm just a little bit older than him, but I think that we have some similar qualities as far as mindset goes. So I believe it'll be entertaining. And there's a few females that I would like to have up here. I think that would be entertaining too. As far as having a different point of view on relationships and what it all looks like, I think that would be something magical, something great to do. Also, this, before it slips my mind, I wanted to make sure I put this in the podcast because it's something that I saw. I'm not going to say where, but it's just something that I saw, and it just rubbed me the wrong way. It was basically two things, and it just truly rubbed me the wrong way. The first thing is, so I was on some site, and I'm just scrolling through, and I see a picture, a man and a woman. And in the picture, it says, basically, the guy genuinely goes wherever, and he sees this girl, and he knows from right then, in his mind, man, that's the one for me. So he introduces himself or whatever, get to know each other, whatever. But the girl instantly friend zones him. But my man, he stays down. He stays committed. He says he's going to be a genuine friend, and she's going to go out and do whatever it is that she does. And he just stands by and be that genuine friend and genuinely cares about her and probably listens to her vent and is there for her. Genuinely her friend. And he just stays there in his place in the friend zone. And she's out doing whatever it is that she wants to do, moving from this person or that person or settling with or settling down with this guy or that guy or whatever it is. But eventually, he just stays persistent, and he stays persistent in the friend zone. And then eventually, she decides, okay, now is the right time for me to talk to you. I thought it was absolutely trash, to be honest. From a man's perspective, I thought it was absolutely trash. I don't know what the situation is. I'm just looking at pictures and reading context. But I thought it was absolutely trash. I don't know how to say this without sounding harsh. I think that no one, if you genuinely don't like me from the beginning, then I'm not going to stay down and keep being around if you don't genuinely like me from the beginning. Because you got to genuinely like me from the beginning for me to continue to talk to you or whatever. I'm not just going to be friend zone or whatever. If you don't genuinely mess with me from the beginning, what's the purpose of me staying down and staying beside you while you go off and talk to other people? And then eventually you decide you want to settle for me. I just think that, I don't think men or women should do that. I think men are placed in that position a lot more than women personally, but I don't think anyone should do that to anyone, because I just feel like eventually you might find somebody else to come along and you say, well, I'm kind of settling for this person, so I'ma just see how it goes, but more than likely if something better comes along, I'ma just leave. I just think that it's rough. That's hard. That's rough. That's rough on a person. Because I think that as soon as there's a disagreement, because I feel like you're settling. And so I feel like as soon as there's a disagreement, as soon as there's disappointment, as soon as there's any of that, that person is going to be out. Because I don't feel like you genuinely cared or liked this person as is. But you're only there because the other stuff dried up, and so this person was just there for you. That's how I feel about it. I just think differently. I don't know if that's what everyone else thinks, but I just feel that. And if you're settling, I don't know if that's going to work. That's just me. And another thing that truly, truly, truly bothers me is when in dating, when someone has a child with someone and that person is not there for them or the child, then they automatically just bash them. But at the same time, let me say this very clearly. I think that if you have a child, you should be there for the child. Absolutely. Whether it doesn't work between you and that person, the child doesn't have anything to do with that. But I also believe that you pick who it is. You can decide who you want to have a child with. Like, you don't have to have that child with that person. Like, you didn't see the red flags. You didn't see that this person wasn't going to be there. You didn't see any of this during your time of being around this person. I just don't understand it. And it happens so often. And then it's just like, oh, this person's a deadbeat. This person's this. This person's that. But you lay down with this person. you had this child with this person and you didn't see the red flags up until that point, like you didn't know it was going to happen. There's way too many cases of this, way too many, to for me to say you didn't see it coming. Like you didn't see any of the signs. I'm not blaming this person, but I'm just stating you didn't see any of that. I don't know. That's just me. That's just two things that I just wanted to ask and leave a rhetorical question. What do you think about being friend zoned and then eventually going to that person? And do you have an option with who you have a child with? Do you? Or is it not a option? It just happens. These are questions, that have always been on my mind and just stuck to me. That's just something I wanted to put in there real quick before I get to the next things with about the future. So also with the branding of Sincerely, I want to talk about. I got some big plans for it. I know that I'm going to eventually bring out some t-shirts, some sort of streetwear. I'm going to try to get some streetwear out, more than likely just upper body stuff, maybe a hoodie, pullover, crew neck, t-shirt, stuff like that. I don't think I'll be doing any like socks, any of that stuff, or shorts, any of that, just upper body. I don't even think I'll do headwear. But I think crew necks, hoodies, and t-shirts will probably be the three things that I'll focus on. And there's one thing for cars that I really, really, really want to do. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's a unisex item. And I truly believe that everyone's going to love it. Excuse me. I truly believe that because everyone wants this product anyway. And I think that this is going to be something that I'm sure has been done, but hopefully I can do it better than everyone else. So that's what Sincerely, the branding looking like. And one thing that I've also been truly thinking about doing and bringing back is the Chilling in the Grass car show. One of the reasons why I stopped was I just had a lot going on at that time, and I lost motivation because this is something that me and my homie that's going to be on the pod with me talked about briefly, was we both feel that support. People will support someone that they absolutely do not know before they support a person that they either went to school with, are friends with, or actually know or related to. And it is something that I truly will never understand. Truly will never understand. I had two car shows in Surrey. I'm from Surrey. And I cannot tell you how many people were actually there from Surrey. Let me say that again. I'm from Surrey. I went to school in Surrey. I lived in Surrey. I had two car shows in Surrey. And I can't count on both hands how many people from Surrey were at the car show. Now, I just wanted to say that. Now, I want to have more car shows. Do I know if I will have them in Surrey? Maybe, because it's probably an easier place to have it versus trying to deal with Hampton, Newport News, something like that. It'll probably be a little easier in the country. And that's the whole vibe I'm going for, is the country vibe. But my whole thing is just support. like support. It's a free car show. The only people that are paying for cars are the people, the only people that are paying are the car show participants. Nobody else is paying. The vendors and the car show participants are the ones paying. It is free to spectate. Each year I had more cars than I had. The 2 years that I did it, each year was more cars. So my goal was to do 100. I think the last one was 50. The one before that was like 40 something, if I remember correctly. But I want to have 100 cars. That was the goal, and I did everything in my power to get 100. But I just don't understand supporting someone that you know, supporting a person that you know. I will never understand that. Like, support is free. Like, I guess I'm looking for myself and other people, and I have to stop doing that. I can't expect other people to be who I am in the situation. I can't expect to see myself in them. So I guess I gotta lower my expectations when it comes to that regard and just do the car show to have fun and not expect much of anything. It's just disheartening because even with the podcast, let's just say this, even with the podcast, this is what irritates me as well. Even with the podcast, and I share it on Facebook, I think I have like 840 friends. Let's say 100 people, I'll even do higher numbers. Let's say 200 people never get on Facebook. 240 people never get on Facebook. That's 600 people, right? Let's say another 200 miss the post because of the algorithm. They miss the post because of the algorithm and absolutely never see it. So that's 400 people. Why I can't get it 100 likes? Why I can't get 50 likes? Why I can't get 50 listens? If it's 400 people, if it's 400 people, why I can't get 100? Let's just say 100 see it. Only 100 see it. Why I can't get 50? I'll even say, out of those 50, why it's only like 18, 20 that can listen to it? Like the same 18, 20 people. I know it takes time to grow, but I'm just stating that bothers me. That's one thing that bothers me is the support aspect of everything. Because people will literally make sure that they sign up and listen all day, every day to certain podcasts, but you can't listen to someone that you went to school with, someone that you grew up with, someone that's a family member, someone that you know from a friend of a friend, or whatever. Someone that you can say, hey man, you're doing a good job. I would rather somebody to listen to the first episode and say, yeah man, you trash, I don't want to listen to it again. At least I know that you listened to it at some point, and you just feel like the podcast was trash because you just didn't like it. All right, I get that. You know, I mean, it's just disheartening at times because you feel like you could at least get 25, 30 views and likes and shares and listens on a regular or even 50, you know. So that's disheartening, but like I said, it's one of those things where people gonna support the big name people versus supporting the smaller acts and the people that they know because I guess it's trendy or whatever versus supporting, the homie that you know. So that's crazy to me, but it is what it is. Like I said, life's still great, but it's just one of those things that does not affect me, but it's disheartening to say the least. And you move on, you keep pushing. So, I mean, this is episode 3, so I'm gonna keep pushing. Four and five, I'm gonna try to maybe five. I'm gonna try to get it on Apple as well because I do know people that have said that they don't have Spotify. I believe it's free to listen, but I know people have said that they don't have Spotify, so I found a way. I found out how you're supposed to get it on Apple, but of course Apple charges for everything, so that's another, a certain amount so that I can get it on Apple, and just have to go through the things, the steps and the process to get it on Apple. And so hopefully the goal is to get the next episode or get all three of these episodes on Apple as well. And I'm gonna try to start working on that. I'm hoping in the next few days to try to start working on that so I can get it done. It will be I think beneficial to get it on Apple, so that way it will boost streams and hopefully sales. And so that's the goal, to hopefully start getting some sort of revenue from it. And also I want to start re actually video recording the podcast, so I have to figure all that out. One of the things that I just don't understand is the sound stuff. So I have to, figure that all out, and we'll start recording videos of the podcast. It might be one of those things where I will only record when I have a guest type of deal. If it's just me, I might not do the recording because it might be more work to do. And editing, I don't know how to edit videos. I guess it doesn't really matter if you're just sitting talking on a mic. So that's something to think about. That's something for me to figure out. But I want to say thank you for listening to the podcast, listening to episode 3. I hope that this episode is enjoyable just like the other ones, the other two. I'm trying my best to not have boring episodes, but hopefully that someone's able to enjoy them and listening and gaining something from it. Even if you're not gaining something from it and you're just listening and you think it's decent, let me know. Comment, message me. Ask me questions. I love to answer some questions from people. Anyone to answer, or anyone can ask me any questions. I'm pretty much open book, and I'll be more than happy to answer any question that anyone may have. And as always, thank you so very much for listening to the Sincerely Podcast. This is your host, Leland, and as always, signing off sincerely with love.